Now, how do your clients make the case, Susan, that the Sovereign Grace pastors and these entities conspired to cover up sexual abuse?
Well, I think the fact as came out, for example, in the criminal trial that you mentioned, the Morales trial, I think the facts are that the pastors knew of the various instances of sexual abuse. They knew that they had a duty to report it into the police. They discussed with each other whether or not to do so, and they reached an agreement. They collectively decided that they were going to cover it up rather than bring it forward to the secular authorities.
Incredible.
And they took steps to encourage anyone who learned of it to do the same.
Wow. Well, now CJ Mahaney, who is the former head of Sovereign Grace Ministries and a defendant in your lawsuit, recently said, "I've never conspired to protect a child predator, and I also deny all the claims made against me in the civil suit." What do you make of those claims, and what can you tell for anything from that statement about what he is specifically denying?
Well, if you look at the contrast between what C.J. Mahaney and the various church leaders have stated about the flat denials, and then you look at the sworn under oath testimony that came out in the Morales trial, you see a clear discrepancy. Obviously, we are hopeful we will get to a trial, in which case, you know, all the testimony will be under oath, and we believe we have the evidence needed to prevail.
Now,